What's up, everybody?
Welcome
We're live.
To the Mega 64 podcast. Overflowing tonight with people. I don't even know who they are. Frankly.
Last week was Comic-Con, so in the spirit of Comic-Con, we have too many people in the room.
Yeah, San Diego's still
and
very
someone's
crowded.
Gonna have to be ejected.
And
by a pencil to the eye. Remember that panel?
Harry yeah, Potter. I do.
None of them have microphones, so if you need to chime in, anybody in the back row, just scream at
I'll
the
just scream! Of your...
Perfect.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
We're here Look with... out, Sean!
We're here with Gene, hey! Johnny, Casey,
Hi.
Derek, Hello. Garrett, Frank, Sean, the last,
This is uncomfortable.
Rocco.
Trey of Triforia.
Fuck.
Wait, hold on.
No, wait.
Let's switch it on first.
Hold on. When did you put those on?
You didn't.
You weren't wearing those 5 minutes ago. What? That's why you left the room?
Oh, shit. So wait, show me that. Show me that.
Do you know?
Nice. Hey, everybody at home, I just want you to pay nice. Respect to Rocco. He paid like $200 each for those.
I would like to point out, though, he didn't. He paid a lot, though.
Those are gold. They're
he
worth a lot.
Did that for every picture at Comic-Con.
Yep.
And every single time, 100% of the time, it was, wait.
Hey, Rocco, I'm seeing in the chat.
I did it effortlessly.
You know, just gotta practice.
I'm getting
he said,
word.
Wait every time.
I'm getting word that Trey never used Zionizers, so you might need to review your canon.
No, he used the staff in the American one, touche.
Yeah, where's the staff?
It was the staff? That's at home. I just mounted it on my wall today.
Tie.
He's going original Japanese.
You're
going
to have to get the personal invitation.
These are actually more from Choriki Sentai O-Ranger. King Ranger uses them.
So we're
going a little old school.
You know, I have a history of making fun of Rocco for this stuff. I'm trying to end that. I just want to be really positive
and
support my friends. So I think that's fucking cool. What you got on over there? I'm not even joking. legitimately, I'm impressed.
This is the worst you say that they're lame. Keep going.
It's fucking, they're badass.
I mean, that's a cool thing to come out of Comic-Con.
You know, rappers wear medallions, jewelry. They're all about that ice.
Grills.
Rocco's got the ice. That's some Rocco ice.
Rocco ice.
Badass. Level up.
Pull up in a Bugatti with those things on. Panties be dropping.
Very impressive, and that's all I'm saying.
Fuck.
That's just
all
I want to say. I love them.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd love to wear one if you would allow me to.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Did you bring enough for everybody?
Wait a minute.
You can just strap it on.
Theme song. You got the juice. Yeah. That's why I keep pressing you. You got the juice. Baby. That's why I keep pressing you. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. I got a keeper, so I should keep it tight. I got a main screen, so I better.
This week's podcast is sponsored by.
Is it?
It.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
You
what happened?
This dude just dumped soda all over my chair.
Jesus
Christ. No.
Yes.
I got it.
I'll save it. That was part of the sponsorship.
What the fuck?
Oh, look, it's it didn't stain.
Ooh, no, it
cologne.
And he smells good, yeah.
I was stinking all day, and now I smell like a delicious...
But blackberry.
But thanks to Iz...
I smell like delicious. I smell like Iz, and that's great.
Yeah.
So,
gee whiz, it's Iz.
Is he? Yeah, that big singer guy.
You don't want to smell like him.
Oh, he's dead. He's been, guys, he's been dead for 8 years. Jesus Christ.
It's such a crowded set. I bumped my...
It's everybody else's fault, but his own.
Yeah.
They bought all your phones.
Why'd you
all
see
the fucking people?
It's a crowded set.
It's all your
crowded.
Phones. Do people out there? I'm polling the chat here. I'm gonna look for a second. Does everyone out there know the what's wrong with all your phones story? We must have told that on the podcast probably a decade
let's
ago.
Let's tell it again. It's been a decade.
Yeah,
that,
it's been
there
a while.
Was one yeah, day. There was one where Garrett's phone was busted at one point in time. Seriously, like 10 years ago. And he's calling all of us and because he wanted to ask about version 3 filming, I think. And every single person that picked up, he would sound like... Okay, Sean, you call him. Okay. Everyone, it was like, yeah, his phone is fucked. Like, we knew it for a while because it was like, we saw it in person dropping calls and shutting off random, whatever.
Yeah.
And then finally he got through to me and I picked up and all that got through was, what's wrong with all your phones? So anyway,
it was. I was getting very frustrated.
I think that may be the only time I've purposely hung up on you, Gary. I needed a minute to myself to think about how to respond to it. So you know, it was no disrespect.
Was deserved.
Well, anyway,
everyone I call, the calls are just fucked up. I'm the only one with a good phone.
I had like the brand new iPhone at that time, which at that time was what, like iPhone 3GS maybe, and. What's wrong with your phone?
It couldn't have been my launch iPhone. I kept it in a case and everything. You know, mm-hmm. It had to be all of yours not working, not just
It's crazy how the launch iPhone seemed like the most, like, streamlined, slim, small, like, you know, whatever phone. And if you see one now, it's crazy. It's like plastic-y. A heavy-ass thick brick.
I was just thinking about the first iPhone because I remember vividly being at Comic-Con.
Yep, me too.
Seeing it for the first time. Yeah. Like, someone had it.
Yeah.
And then Rob was like, whoa, can I see that? And, like, we were all gathered around looking at the iPhone.
That was the first time I think we were all together. We all saw
And I was thinking about that during Comic-Con. It's like, dude, we've been doing this for so long that the first... I remember, like, being working the booth and looking at the first iPhone. Like, whoa! Well,
specifically that summer. I think that was summer 07.
It was pre-launch, right?
It had just come out.
Oh, he didn't have an advanced one?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But we saw it there, and then I went to San Francisco the week after Comic-Con. And, of course, when I was there, I was in line for breakfast somewhere, and, like, eight people had them, and they were all doing emails while they were waiting to get into the breakfast place. Ooh. And I just thought, oh, shit, I could do email? Like, you know, it didn't even occur to me. It's like, I can, like, work on shit while I'm just, like, standing around, you know? And then someone was watching YouTube, and then that...
There was a time when doing that shit was cool, but now when I see people standing in line just, like, doing emails on your phone, it's like, put your fucking phone down.
Oh, dude, I get so much done. As a result of that, I used to sit at the computer all day and night just answering emails, and then that changed everything. That really did.
Remember... Cha-Cha, where you had to send questions to, like, Cha-Cha. And Cha-Cha, yeah.
Is that like Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
Well, it was a text message service where you would text them a question. Like, oh, when does...
Oh, I remember that.
When does this movie open?
It was like Ask Jeeves for text message.
Yeah. Actual people working on it.
Wow.
Couldn't just go to the website. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they would send you the answer. And sometimes if you got too specific, they would be like, sorry, Cha-Cha can't help. And then it would say Cha-Cha away.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Ooh, someone in our chat used to work for Cha-Cha. Whoa. They said it was awful. So, I would like to know what...
Cha-Cha themselves.
I would just prank Cha-Cha all day.
Hey, dude. Yeah. We have some...
If I knew there was a real person on the other end, I mean, why not?
What would you prank him with?
Oh, ask all kinds of ridiculous questions.
Like, do you have an example just off the top of your head?
Just like, what's the meaning of life? Cha-Cha. How do you end nuclear war?
Oh, shit.
Cha-Cha.
Did you get an answer?
No, this is just theoretical.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah.
I would do like prank calls through Cha-Cha.
Yeah, I would just ask her kind of real deep, meaningless stuff. Just try to confuse her.
I would, I would pretend that there was like a crime being committed. Like, Cha-Cha, call the police. This is urgent.
Oh, Cha-Cha, can you do my homework?
Hey, we have some guests. I don't know if you noticed, but we do. Welcome, everybody. Well, you guys aren't from San Diego. I want to know, hot take, what did you do in San Diego today, and what did you think of it?
I didn't do anything today, but I went to the zoo yesterday.
Nice. We got the world famous SD Zoo
Park, and it was like entering a weird dream.
Yeah,
because I didn't realize how much you guys filmed there. Like, I just walked.
Oh yeah,
and I saw like the archways from the Mario Odyssey video. I saw like the big fountain, and I was just like,
anybody out there? Sometimes people
start to drop a location.
Sometimes people...
it is a park. I think that's
right. It's a public park. People like email us like, hey, I'm coming to San Diego. What should I do? And I always tell them, go here, go here, go here, go here. And those are all the locations we filmed videos at. So it's almost like the Mega 64 walking tour of San Diego. So cool. You got to see that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what do you guys do? Gene, you've been on here before.
I have.
So you've kind of given your explanation of who the hell you are. But what do you guys do? Like, what's your deal?
Who is everybody else?
Hi, my name is Casey, and I work in animation. I used to work at Titmouse. I worked on shows that you might know, like Nico and the Sword of Light. I just work in animation. I'm a color stylist. I'm also Gene's girlfriend. So, hi guys.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Kind of feels like an AA meeting all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's nice, though.
And I'm Johnny. I'm a filmmaker. The thing that I've done that you guys might know is I did Music videos for the band Math the Band. I did their recent video. Didn't have time to think. Go check that out. Doesn't have any views.
Wait, Frank, you did some videos for Math the Band.
Yeah, dude. They had an incredible experiment. When they released their one of their albums, they had 13 different filmmakers make music videos that were all different styles. Yeah. Johnny's done like two for him, right?
Yeah, initially I did that for one of their songs, I forgot the name of it, but they liked mine, they brought me back, I made two, and that's about it. Check out those, check out the one for January 2009 that has some animation in it, that's pretty sick.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can they hear us? People keep saying it's quiet.
You guys don't have mics.
Yeah.
Johnny did videos for Matt the Band.
Yeah,
now you know.
Casey's a color stylist,
and we've known you for a long time, John.
And in case you, and in case you missed the episode with Gene in it, he does all kinds of stuff. There you go, you're up to speed.
He does some crazy shit.
Filled them all in.
Hell yeah.
I've been in every single Mega 64 video. You just haven't seen it.
What's the latest with you? Are you working on a new thing or what?
Same stuff. Still trying to get Planet Panic pushed through.
Planet Panic, which was an awesome animated short. If you haven't seen it, we promoted it last time. I'm going to promote it again. If you didn't watch it last time, consider this your final warning.
Last warning.
You have planetpanic.com, right? Wasn't it a web series?
Yeah, it was a comic that I did.
Webcomic.
Planet-panic.com.
Oh.
Do not go to the other one. I can't.
What's the other one?
Whoa. I can't predict what it's going to be. I've never even checked.
I'm going to check it out.
Does
Penny Porn...
Does Penny Arcade still not have PennyArcade.com? Like, Penny Arcade has always been Penny-Arcade.com.
I'll give you an answer right now.
Because I remember being blown away by that.
Yeah. Ask Cha-Cha, that's right.
Ask Cha-Cha.
I am texting Cha-Cha as we speak.
All right. I want to get to the bottom of this, because as big as their empire got, they didn't have Penny Arcade
all
the way through.
When are they going to upgrade the Nickel Arcade?
Penny Arcade, they don't have it.
Still.
And it redirects to arcademuseum.com, the International Arcade Museum.
Oh, my God.
And killer list of video games at the Museum of the Game website.
That's
a hell of a...
There it is.
Nice.
I didn't make any of that up.
Looks like a Wikipedia.
Web 3.0.
Where's their expo?
Bought it by now?
Maybe
you would think.
You know what? They're big enough. It doesn't matter.
I guess
it doesn't matter.
I think the people who own it think, like, this is worth so much, I'm not selling.
Yeah.
And they ask such a ridiculous amount. It's like, well, it's not worth us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And when you have such few fans as Penny Arcade does, it's who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I mean, PAX, unfortunately, empty. I mean, it's a ghost town.
It's over. Yeah.
It's so easy to get tickets to it because there's just nobody. You go, hello. They're not there.
Which day you want to go? Any of them?
Any of them.
All open.
It's free reign.
No lines.
It always, to speak the truth, it's always hard, like, we promote, like, right now, like, they told, I got the email about, like, our PAX panel and when it's going to be. I think it's, like, Saturday night or something of PAX. And it's always hard because then you get, like, oh, cool, we got this. Let me promote that. And it's, like, that day sold out so long ago. It's, like, oh, okay. You know, it's always hard.
Well, we can still promote it.
Oh, we'll promote the hell out of it. But I always feel bad because it's, like, I always instinctively want to say get your tickets now. And it's, like, oh, that is...
Yeah, but then all the survivor types can go on eBay, Craigslist. Yeah. They can sneak their way in.
Seattle, it's not illegal to scalp.
Fuck yeah.
So
yeah,
like some people out in front sometimes are just like,
See, yeah, just go to the convention center, you know, bring 320s and you're in, baby. I'll give you my bag.
Talk them down though.
It's legal.
Have you ever done that? Like gone to an event with like no ticket and just hope to find the scalper?
A concert.
I did it.
I did it once. Did we do it? I did it once for the Arcade Fire show by myself. I just went down there.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. $40 bucks got in. It was great.
I did it for a Weezer concert when that Green album came out.
Ooh. Oh, really?
And I was walking in. Someone handed me a pair of tickets.
Shut up.
Here you go, kid.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Nice.
Tight.
Yeah. I went to Coachella. I got tickets off Craigslist, but. Not the same thing, but, I had to meet this guy at a parking lot, and I thought, he's like, all right, bring, $1,000 and meet me in this parking lot.
Oh,
and I was okay. But then he's like, it's a church parking lot. And I was like, okay. Nobody's going to kill me in a church parking lot.
I'm not going to sin in the holy
lot. Yeah, I mean, you go to hell for that.
It's against the Lord.
So that's the closest I got to scalpers.
Yeah.
Luckily. Scalpers stay away.
Yeah. Stay away.
Comic-Con was last week. Anybody scalped their tickets at Comic-Con?
No.
You couldn't,
not
man.
Possible.
That
why
was,
not possible.
I don't know. It's like the badge situation. They were like on you.
You
just
no.
scan
in.
Tied to you.
I know. Yeah. All right. Straight up. I know a lot of people who got in, got their badges off Craigslist, bought them from scalpers. No. So
sure.
You're wrong. Oh. Sorry, I hate to say.
There's always a First hole. Time. There's always going to be a hole that they cannot plug.
They ramped up the security, definitely, but it's not enough.
I had a hard time getting in the mornings work the booth.
Yeah, but you know what?
But
people
I figured
were complaining.
It out.
I liked it. Like yeah.
I did
you
too.
Couldn't even get in front of the doors without having a badge. It was like security, like a block around it, you couldn't get through unless you had a badge.
Yeah, you couldn't get anywhere near the show.
But having a badge, it was once
you had
got
a golden
out, it was
ticket.
Fine.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, normally, that outside area is so overrun by people who don't have tickets, and just it's like a circus of fucking from hell. I mean, we have a video. Go watch Comic Con as Hell, a video we did a long time ago. And there's a point where I'm outside, and I'm like accosted by Deadpool Tinky Winky or whatever that is. I mean, that's how it was outside. You could barely walk, and it was very manageable and nice this time. So I didn't mind that
because they didn't announce they were doing that. It was that way. But a lot of people, you know, spend a lot of time in their cosplays and don't have a badge to stand outside the door to get pictures. And so they didn't know where to go. So it was like I saw people in costumes like wander around like I don't.
They did announce that a long time ahead. Those guys didn't do their homework.
It was loosely enforced. They had a sign on the street and it said, from this point on, have your badge out. But I know plenty of people who were like, yeah, I got a badge. Oh, yeah, sure.
I got a lanyard.
Just get a Walking Dead lanyard,
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, all you have to say is, I have a badge. They don't need to see it.
Exactly.
That's how strong the trust is.
San Diego.
Here in San Diego, it's just a trusting place.
Yeah, the Comic-Con, it's funny because once you have the badge... I thought, like, I got the badge. I'm good. I got full access. And literally the first booth I went to, I was like, I'm going to buy some stuff. Do you have the lotto ticket?
Yeah, that was a new thing.
The what? Yeah, people got tickets at 6 a.m. to line up to buy stuff now. So if you don't have that ticket, we can't sell you anything. I was like, I got the badge. Shit.
There's always been some booth that do that that have done like, oh yeah, go in the morning and get a ticket here and then come here. That's all, like Hasbro and a couple others are in love with this kind of like go through eight lines to get our thing. And I've never understood that, but this year they did a new lottery system where it was basically, I think a lot of those you actually didn't have to go anywhere ahead of time. You had to just go on their website and enter a thing
and then it would
tell you, okay, you got one, you know. But even still, you know, there were a lot of people talking about that this year, like, oh, that's an improvement. I don't have to, like, try to beat people to, you know, da-da-da-da-da in the morning. But I also know a ton of booths that had huge exclusives that didn't mess with any of that stuff. NECA, I always get exclusive figures from the NECA booth.
Yeah.
And those guys, they have some of the biggest exclusives. This year they had the movie Ninja Turtles set, or one of the biggest exclusives of the show.
Hell yes.
And all they did was they had a dozen guys standing outside their booth. Hand me cash. Hand me cash. Who wants it? Okay, yeah. Okay, there you go. Go. All right, get out of here. Okay, yeah, here. That's it. And everyone got what they wanted, and it was fine. I don't know why these other booths are, like, addicted to lines. Do you know what I mean?
I'm old school.
Just stand there and take the cash and go.
Walk up. I give you money. You give me the thing I want to buy. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, and I know that some of them try to do it because, well, the lines, it would just be so bad if you just told everyone to line up. Like, that's why we have to do it this way. But again, look at NECA. They had, like, the biggest exclusive of the show. They had a dozen guys just asking for cash. It was the easiest thing. I mean, at any point, at the longest point that line was, you were waiting 20 minutes, maybe, to get it, and everyone got what they wanted.
The reason they do these lines is because, like, the Hasbro booth has, like, five people working it.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas NECA's probably got 12 guys that are just there for that first day of, like, get this rush out.
But I just feel like...
It'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
I've heard a theory that, like, they purposely build these lines and panels and everything to try to, like, control the flow of people so that there's not people on the floor all the time.
Sure.
Well, even if it's efficient at the booth, there's still, like, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because it seems, and I don't know, but it seems to me like they have more people than they can accommodate. And so, these things.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, it'll be okay. And I just feel like, I don't know, if the building can only hold so many people, why do we have more tickets than that number of people?
I wonder if it's messed up. Overbooked. Like, I wonder if they sell more tickets than they should.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely too fucking crowded.
But somebody brought this up in the chat, and this is another thing to consider, too, because it's not just in Comic-Con world, but I do also believe there is an element of the hype thing, where part of their budget for a convention like that, I think they think they're getting a publicity thing out of it, where they, you know, look at the hype for Hasbro. People lined up at 6 in the morning. Yeah. And it's always... That is so sick to me. Like, to... I remember going to Star Wars Celebration a couple years ago, and they handed me, like, the printed official, like, program, and page one was like, hey, you know, it was before, I think it was before Force Awakens came out. Okay. I think it was. Yeah. And they handed me a thing that's like, Force Awakens panel, this time, this place on, you know, Friday morning or whatever. So here's where you should camp out tonight. Set up your, you know, pitch your fucking tent here and stay there overnight, you know, overnight we'll be in this building. And I just thought, well, that's part of the official program?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, if some guy wants
to... homeless experience. Camp out downtown, you know. We've got this hepatitis outbreak on the streets of San Diego, so just you stay out of the gutters.
Well, this was in Anaheim, so it was fine. Oh, okay, no. Yeah, but you know what I mean, though? It was baked into the plan. Yikes. And I just thought, well, okay, if some dude wants to get a sleeping bag and sleep outside for a panel, I ain't going to stop him. You do what you want to do. But just it being part of the official plan, I was really sad reading that. But here's the thing, is like we were just saying, then they film that and they go, look, 10,000 fans stayed overnight. And I hate that that's part of the – and it's even happened in – I really think that's happening too with like some of the like theme parks and stuff, like –
Camp out to go to Disneyland.
If you look at theme parks in the 80s, like when Epcot opened, they built rides that could absorb like 3,000 people an hour. So if you look at old footage from that time, there's no lines. Because it was like, 3,000 people an hour. You walk in and you're on.
Yeah.
And I feel like now they purposely go, oh, yeah, this new ride, well, okay, maybe the vehicles only hold 4 people. And then they brag about the lines down the street. And it's like, well, if you built everything bigger, you wouldn't have to do... I feel like there's this economy of line, like, thinking now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I see that in a lot of stuff where it's like, if it doesn't have a line, it failed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be okay if they got rid of overnight camping at Comic-Con. Yeah.
I think that should be eliminated. Totally. Yeah,
you're not allowed to camp out overnight. Just straight up.
I agree.
But
And also, like, I don't know. There's just something. I feel sorry for the people who do that. And I know, like, it's not my life. It's worth it to you. But on preview night, when we're going in and I see people already camping, I was like, the show hasn't even started, and you have your tent set up, and you're just going to be here for the next however many days.
But you know, they shouldn't have to. It's true. But I also feel – I personally don't give a shit. If you want to – that's going to spend your time, be my guest. I don't care.
Yeah, if someone chooses to do it.
And I really feel like some people like it, and I don't get it, and I would never want to do it. But maybe that's your thing, and you have the best time once a year camping out for whatever shitty panel you're going to go see, and that's like –
hey, but you know what? I see families doing it, and I think to myself, like, there's no way those kids – signed up.
That's a shitty parenting, and those kids are screwed regardless.
I just think it's so hot in the summer in San Diego, especially this last Comic-Con. But you're camping out in that heat, not showering, then going into Hall H in the morning, because that's what they're camping out for. Yeah. Then you're just sitting in there panel after panel because they don't move you. They won't clear those panels.
Well, also, because they... Maybe they care about the last panel of the day, but they're going to sit through the other ones.
How many days of unshowered lining up is, like, just in Hall H?
The craziest fucking thing about it is you're waiting 48 hours to watch a trailer. You're just sitting there for fucking marketing shit.
And again, back in the old days, okay, fine, you waited the 2 days for the trailer, okay. Now, the trailer is put online the second it airs. Before, it's like, if you missed it, that's it. You can't find another one.
Oh, no, you got to wait 48 hours so you can ask a really awkward question.
But in the case of San Diego Comic-Con, I think that's more the exhibitors making, you know, San Diego Comic-Con itself doesn't force anybody to do any of that stuff. You won't find overnight camping in their guide. It's really some of the exhibitor like Hasbro and stuff who wants people to come in the morning. And then in terms of Hall H, people do that of their own volition. So hey, whatever, I don't get it. But some other events that I've been to actually like told you to do that. Like the Star Wars thing, that kind of upset me.
Freaky.
No.
Yeah.
You know what you should be camping out for? Mega 64 game days.
Yeah.
Woo! Nice.
We're going to be in Anaheim October. Is it October or November?
November
10th. Camp out now. Line up now and make sure you get in.
Yeah. You know what? It's a requirement now. You have to camp out right now or you can't go.
Yeah, or you can't get in.
Does camping out count if they just stay in the hotel where the event is?
Yeah, we'll count
it's
that.
It's a nice
yeah.
hotel. Yeah.
Sure.
You camp in the room.
Book it now.
Yeah.
No, tickets are on sale now, and we actually promise you don't have to camp out to get in. We'll just let you in.
There you go.
You just show up, and we'll give you a seat, and you can enjoy the day.
That sounds good to me.
It's going to be a badass event.
Mega64.com/gamedays has all the info, and get your tickets. Get your tickets, and then we're going to Disneyland the next day.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back to Disneyland this year. We went to California Adventure last year. I really liked California Adventure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're returning to our roots.
I'm excited. Now that my annual passes those days are long behind me.
Oh, why?
Because it's too much fucking money.
It's true.
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah. Anyways, I haven't been in Disneyland in like 2 years. So I'm very excited.
A lot of stuff is open.
You're not even going to recognize it.
Probably not.
A lot of stuff is open that wasn't open the last time we were there. There was a lot shut down that during construction that is now back. The only thing that's not open yet is the Star Wars thing. But
99%,
everything else is open back up. Yep.
99% Indiana Jones will be shut down when we get there.
No, wait, are you allowed to eat at Great Moments of Mr. Lincoln, or is that still...
You're not allowed to, but let him stop. Upon. Let him say something.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. Let them tell me. Yeah.
You can charge your phone, though. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
you can.
Right. I heard that.
I have a friend who... she went somewhere with her dad, and they were there, and her dad like lit up a cigar, and she was like... I don't remember where they were, but it was some like private property. You're not allowed to smoke. And she was like, "Dad, you're not allowed to smoke here." And he responded, "Let them tell me." And that mentality changed my life.
Boss.
So now,
Tony Soprano.
Can you eat in Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln? Let them tell me.
I remember, Derek, specifically your dad parked somewhere. I don't know where it was or where we were, if I was even there or you just told me about it, but it was somewhere where it was like, this is only for this place, not this other place.
Oh, that was my uncle.
Oh, okay.
In New York. Yeah. We went to the movies and he parked in a restaurant parking lot and there were signs everywhere, parking only for this restaurant. Yeah. He's like, let's go here. We're going to the movies. So I was like, but this says for the restaurant. He's like, it'll be fine.
I mean,
they're not going to tow me.
Yeah, exactly.
I say that all the time now as I park in the
wrong
spot.
You're
going
to get towed.
You're going to get fucked.
No.
Dude.
I've said it. I say it, and it never happens.
Have you ever been towed? Because that's a terrible feeling. One time I went out, and I saw my car being driven away. I was like, no! And I had to like run out and chase after the tow truck driver, and I bribed him with cash. And I gave him $150.
Hell yeah.
Cheaper than the bomb.
It was fucking tight. Real crime.
Hell yeah.
That's San Diego true crime story right there.
Yeah.
The time I saw my car towed, I was happy to see it towed, because it died in the middle of one of the scariest experiences ever. It was... Kevin's car. I barely drove.
This piece of shit.
No. It was actually a great car that I didn't drive it that much, honestly. Like back in the day, I didn't drive that much. And so I had the same battery in that car for over a decade. And which I guess is unheard of. Yeah, I'm not a car guy.
Yeah, that's a long time.
When the guy changed the battery out later, by the way, I'm jumping ahead in the story, but when the guy changed out the battery, he was just, I've never seen anything like this.
There's a place in San Diego that sells like really nice hats, like top hats, all kinds of hats. And I wanted to go there for a costume, but there was no parking. So I parked just around the corner in this like cafe parking lot. And somebody from the cafe like came out, started yelling at me.
Ooh.
And they're like, you can't park here. I know you're not going to the cafe. You're going to that place over there. And if you leave this car, I swear to you, I will call the tow trucks.
Whoa.
And I was like, call! And then I bought my hat and I came out wearing my hat.
Nice.
And they're like standing by my car and I'm like, get in my car. And I'm like, yep, hope they're on their way. Get in the car, drive away. Just do it. Do whatever you got to do.
There you go.
Response time.
Okay, so real quick, going back to when my car was towed.
Yeah.
It was a memorable experience because, so it died as I was like driving it. I was going down towards the airport and just, it's like, okay, I'm still rolling. Are the brakes working?
That.
I don't know.
I am
slowing down, but I'm headed towards this divider, and now we're just going to see what happens, and boom, into the divider.
Fuck.
And the dude towed me, and he's like, you can ride up here with me. Okay. And it was the biggest guy, like huge, huge dude. And he drove, and he's like, and he was like, why are you driving over here so late? And it's like, well, I edit videos, and sometimes I'm out really late, you know, whatever. And he's like, you must drink a lot of energy drinks. I was like, yeah, I do if I'm like really tired. And he's like, all right, Monster or Rockstar, which one are you? And I was like, I guess if I have one, I'll have Monster. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, I have Monster. That's the only one that wakes me up. I have like 5-6 of those a day, and I'm good. And I'm just looking. I was like, this. He looked like Uncle Fester, like a way bigger Uncle Fester, wow. But same eyes.
Fuck yeah!
That guy should try sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh, you probably want to cut that down.
Yeah, his heart loves that,
dude. Truck drivers, that's a whole epidemic.
Yeah.
Really quick, going back to Comic-Con. I want to give a shout out to our booth neighbors again, KillerPumpkins.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Say Rooster Teeth.
We'll give them
a shout out next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to them about them later.
We'll see them at RTX.
But KillerPumpkins.com, those people are so fucking rad. I had a little squabble with a neighboring booth.
Yeah.
They got annoyed with my antics.
Uh-oh, Sean, you're the wild one, you know.
Yeah. You're always acting out at the booth.
It was, what was their name? It's like Stupid Poncho.
I don't remember the name. But I do remember that my favorite thing at the convention in the morning is to yell at the runners, because there are people who, like, fucking sprint.
I've seen your YouTube channel.
And I fucking love doing no running! And they think that they don't know I'm no authority. Fucking great. Anyways, I was doing that. My little joy in the morning.
You do have authority.
You're a fucking exhibitor.
It's dad authority.
Yep. Let me have this. And these people were like, hey, dude, knock it off. Why are you doing this?
What
is happening? And then so the Killer Pumpkins guy came out.
Our buddy,
and
Mr.
he's like,
Palico.
See, this guy hates it too. And then the guy, John, Killer Pumpkins, like, I like it. Keep doing it.
Yes.
So I just want to say, KillerPumpkins.com, check out their site, check out their art. They're fucking the best.
So cool. We've known them like, how many years have we been in that area? Because Comic-Con's bounces around, but since we've been in that area, we've really.
It's been a long time. So
we've really connected with them. Great people.
They fucking rule. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Those guys are man. Their booth is there as a Comic-Con staple every year, and if you think they're not going to bring the scary ass pumpkin paintings or whatever Halloween themed thing, you don't think they can Halloween theme it? That's a challenge.
Dude, he's been doing exclusives.
They do it.
Whoa,
yeah,
they got into Con exclusives.
Yeah, they're killing it. Yeah. They're awesome. I seriously love those guys. They gave me an extra. They gave us some shirts time. And they gave me an extra one, and just on a whim, I was like, I don't know what to do with it. I gave it to my brother. I was like, I don't even think he knows what that is. But here, and he was like, is this a Killer Pumpkin shirt? I was like, oh, you do know what that is? He's like, yeah, they're at Comic-Con every year. I'm so excited. He wore it the next day. He had that pumpkin on.
Dude, anyway. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Get yourself a Killer Pumpkin shirt, at the very least.
Has anybody seen? I saw a movie last night, which is rare.
Nice. Oh, wow.
I think what I talked about is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, I haven't gone yet.
I saw that.
I still need to see that.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Go figure.
Oh, but here's the thing. I really walked into it thinking it's going to be it's Ant-Man. You know, it's not going to be a serious superhero movie. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to, you know, Beckham wants to see it. We'll take him. It's going to be fine. They tried so hard to insert humor in every single scene. It's like, oh, you don't
That's
have
a Marvel movie,
though.
That didn't bother me. That didn't
oh my
me.
God. It was like.
It was just like stupid. Plot.
Finally, there's like a little bit of plot, and it's like his phone goes off. Wah, 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 wah.
Nothing can be
And then they go back in the monologue, and then they ring again. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, it's my kid. You probably should let me answer that, even though you're, it's like, oh my God, please fucking stop. They did us. They did a. What's up? And then he goes like, what's that? You're like, what's up? You know, from that beloved commercial? That is a quote from the movie. Whoa!
They kind of get the right Budweiser.
Yeah.
Did Beckett like it, though?
Liked it.
There you go. That's the only thing that matters.
That's
there you go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I thought that movie was funny. I don't know if I should say something. It's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Well, don't spoil it.
Anyone who really cares would have seen it.
So I haven't been able to
spoil
it.
Never mind.
I'm not
going
to spoil it.
Is there spoilers in Marvel?
But I felt like there's multiple villains in it, and one villain is, like, really bad, and one villain is, like, kind of bad.
Sure.
And the kind of bad villain, I just thought, why are you a villain? Can't you just like join the good guys?
Yeah, there
you know,
was that
like,
too.
What's why are you fighting? What's with all the fighting here? Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Get so get a bong.
But But overall, I mean, like, there is humor in the fact that you're small. Like, there is, like, funny things in the movie. You didn't need to, like, try so fucking hard to be funny. Just be you.
I'm going to wait till Garrett sees it before I give my real review. Yeah. So tune back in 2021, and we'll talk Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I'm usually on the Marvel stuff, but the last time I went and used my MoviePass to see Sicario, Day of the Soledad.
Yeah. My MoviePass did not work. I had to use my fucking credit card like a fool.
What happened?
Thursday night, well, I guess all weekend, but Thursday night I went to go see Eighth Grade, which I loved. Going up, the girl's like, movie passes down. I'm like, oh, I know.
Oh,
like, and
no.
I paid for it. It was fine. But yeah, epidemic.
What's up with movie passes?
Every time I've seen a movie this weekend, it's been in surge.
Yeah, they ran out of money.
Surge pricing.
Yeah. Well, why am I still paying?
Well, okay, so rumor is that they, some lending group or somebody came out and said, well, like, MoviePass didn't outright say why they were down on Thursday.
Wow.
But it was another group somehow connected to them that said, they asked us for another $5 million loan. They're out of, because they ran out of money.
Oh, so they took it down.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Oh, I'm canceling supposedly.
No, don't fucking
cancel. No, why?
This is what
I want to talk about.
Hey, everyone fucking cancel, and then Rocco, you and I are going to reap in all the free movies.
If
so go cancel.
If they're out of money, what are they doing with my $10?
Exactly.
Now, they don't make money off of...
Now they got this fucking
surge. We had a deal,
prices.
Movie Pass.
Yeah, it was the surge pricing.
You have to pay $8 extra to see it.
Every movie surge.
Fuck yeah.
But for me, it did, like,
matinee $7. I wasn't on the deal.
The theater I go to, it's $8.50 per ticket.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time of the day, what day of the week, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it said, oh, I want to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp. And the closest theater they gave it to was, like, on the border. It's like, I want to go see any other theater closer to me. This one's 36 miles away.
Rocco, what's your explanation for why people shouldn't cancel?
Well, I don't care if they – I honestly don't care if they cancel. I just feel like, why cancel it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still getting – I just don't understand.
Well, I have an inherent –
wait for the dust to settle.
I have an inherent, like, negative feeling about the surge thing, so I'll just not go. If it's, I look on the app before I leave the house, and everything this weekend was surge all day, Friday, Saturday, and today.
I heard that from a lot of people,
and I was just like, "Well, fuck this, I'm not going then."
Yeah.
And if it's going to continue that way, and now I'm hearing that they shut their own service down because they're out of money, that makes me go. Well, last month I got an email saying, if you have a student debt, you can join our fabulous student loan consolidation company. It's like, wait, MoviePass is spamming me about fucking debt consolidation?
Well, that was part of the deal, though, signing up for it.
Yeah.
Like, they use your info and they send you shit.
So once now all of this is coming to fruition, it's like, all right, I got what I needed out of this little experiment.
Well, I think it also, I guess from my perspective, it depends on what you're seeing, where you're going. Because I still know a lot of movie theaters that it's $14-15 to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with MoviePass, if I see a ton of movies this month, even if they were all surge, I would still be saving money. Now, that's not the case everywhere. Yeah. So I guess I'm just coming at it from like a lot of places that I do go.
Grossmont Center, matinee, $7. Any movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, the problem now is like, okay, well, I was on Rocco's side. Like, I don't want to cancel this. It's fine. But now it's like, well, I just paid for the movie, but I still
if it's straight up not loading, that's another story.
And I couldn't get it to work, and now I'm giving you the money,
every film at the Hillcrest Landmark, all the indie films, no surge pricing. I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm okay.
A24 is okay.
Go see Eighth Grade, no surge pricing.
I'll give it like a couple weeks.
But what has been really boggling my mind, I've been seeing a lot of reactions to this on all kinds of social media, and I will say, a lot of it I understand. A lot of it I understand. If it's not fucking working, that's bullshit.
That sucks.
I mean, straight up, that's awful. But some of the reactions I could not understand when it was like, you know, because honestly, it's looking like MoviePass, straight up, it's probably not going to last much longer. Even when I joined, I figured, like, this is probably unsustainable. I mean, I think we all kind of knew.
Too good to be true,
this is probably unsustainable. But hey, but you know what? I've had it for a year, and I saved so much money having it. So I'm still stoked. If it died tomorrow, I was stoked on it. You know, whatever. But the reactions I keep seeing don't make any sense to me where I see, look at this. Thank God I never got MoviePass.
That's dumb.
No, you should have got it when it was announced.
Yeah.
And someone tweeted this at me and it made me laugh. He's like, that's like if Disneyland collapsed tomorrow and you went, see, glad I never went on Pirates. Like, it doesn't make sense. But then I also, it was interesting though. I saw a lot of reactions to it that were like, well, I'm glad it's going away because I didn't think it was right. Like, I didn't think it was the right thing to do. And I was like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. What?
And it was like, well, it felt like piracy. It felt like I wasn't paying.
What?
For the fuck do you care?
And I don't, but here's the thing. I don't know if people maybe just don't know how it worked or
people
how it was structured.
People don't know how the film industry
works.
They don't.
No. But just how MoviePass itself worked. The
MasterCard.
The movie studio got the full price. Yep. The theater got the full price. Yep. It was just MoviePass footing the bill.
Yeah.
That's it. So that if they're offering the service, take them up on it. Like,
does
there
that person like not use coupons? Or
I don't know. But honestly,
they
maybe.
Feel bad about
but
it.
Maybe,
I feel like I'm not paying enough.
But yeah. Maybe some people honestly didn't know how it worked, mm-hmm. And some people argued that maybe it devalued movies too, to where it's like if this was around so long, people would think like, why am I paying for a movie ticket? I should get all that I want for this. Okay, I guess there's something to be said there. But in terms of feeling like you ripped off the studios, that was not the case. Like the. I don't think the studio's ever... I mean, I don't know. I know people who went to the movies more than ever as a result of having this. I know people who bought concessions and shit way more than they would have.
I was going to bring that up.
Right?
Even if this is a failed experiment, the level of food that all these theaters have upgraded to now...
Yeah.
All of the theaters I know have got these now expanded menus.
Oh, yeah. Dining, beer, and everything. Yeah.
All kinds of new seats. Like, it's given the theater, not just the movie industry, but the theater industry, a bump in quality.
That's how I feel. But again, I saw a lot of different reactions, so I'm curious what everyone out there...
It's going to be the movie theater in California that just starts selling weed. Let's start that. Greenhouse? That. Yeah, let greenhouse. Me... Alamo Greenhouse. Let's do that.
That'd be, yeah.
We're not far from that.
Have, like, a little... Yeah. Have one of those, like, what Dennis Hopper sucks on in Blue Velvet.
The
like,
Hopper.
Next to every chair, and it's just full of vapes. Yo, Ant-Man and the Wasp is fucking great.
Everyone would love every movie.
Yeah.
No more movie
Seriously.
Critics.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No more bad reviews, definitely. No,
that would make trailers tolerable, too.
I'm only going to straight-edge theaters.
Oh,
Sorry.
Shit.
Yeah.
MoviePass would work there, though, because you got to go back to a movie, like, 3-4 times to really...
I'm only going to AXMXC.
Locked in.
Fucking
They put the little X's in between.
Yeah.
I didn't get what you're doing. I get it.
Anyway... but yeah,
core, bro.
But yeah, anyway, so I was, anyway, a lot of different reactions to it. I felt like this has been in the making for a long time. I mean,
yeah.
it didn't feel like it was a sustainable
no matter
thing,
what, even if MoviePass fails, I think there's going to be something new.
Yeah.
Or I think the industry is just going to keep changing because, mm-hmm. like there are a lot more luxuries. Like there's a lot more recliner seats I see in theaters now.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
you know why they do that?
Why?
They want you to fall asleep, so you have to come back and see
conspiracy.
I fall asleep in movies so much more now than ever before. It's all these comfy-ass chairs.
Dude, I'm open a theater with beds.
That's brilliant.
Let's just go to the next step.
You don't realize you fell asleep until the credits are on.
Yeah, I think they're going to intercourse in
the credits are rolling. You're like, shit, I was enjoying that, now I got to buy another ticket.
If you fuck during American Sniper, I don't want to know you.
Have you ever been in a movie theater? Have you ever been in a movie theater? And you suspect
Kevin
the
said they're
going to
intercourse
like,
in them.
Yes. Getting busy.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I was pretty sure. Yes. I definitely thought. This was like, I think it was like Mission Impossible 2.
Nice!
When I was in
Dude,
high school.
Oh, that mission was possible.
But I am almost John positive.
Luke. Back row?
Yeah. But I was like second to back row, and there was, I don't know what was going on
you
behind
hear
me.
It.
You should have just turned around.
I should have.
You know, you just kneel up on the chair, put your hands, and just watch them.
What you doing?
You're like, hey,
there's a kick in my seat a lot.
You know what? You guys are more interesting.
You're
going to
miss all the rock climbing.
I wouldn't interact with them. I would just belch a lot. Just, you know, kill the mood.
Throw popcorn.
Or add to the mood, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what they're into? But anyway, yeah, I could definitely see there will be something to fill the void in terms of you'll see some kind of pass or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, every chain has already launched their own. AMC has their own thing. Whatever's going to happen, it'll evolve.
But that's something that's happened, too, is everyone's telling me, like, dude, like the AMC pass is not bad. Jump over to that. But I never go to AMC.
Well, a Regal pass will show up, and then you'll be set.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the AMC pass? Does that work the same as Movie Pass? Is it $10 a month?
Just for AMC.
AMC, it's 20 a month, but you can and there's a certain limit to how many, but it's like you wouldn't see more. Yeah, but you wouldn't. It's a lot per month. Like, but you can see any type of movie though. It can be IMAX. It could be 3D. It could be.
Can you book that's cool. Maybe is that
you might be able to. Maybe I'm nuts. I thought you got something else too, like a drink or something.
You get consent. There's so many goddamn tiers.
Yeah,
whatever.
There's something like that, but. Anyway,
but the best tier is clicking subscribe on the Mega64 YouTube channel. Let's talk about good movies. We put out the Faircast. That was a fucking summer documentary.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, I miss the Faircast every time you guys don't do it.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you didn't miss it.
People want it for years.
I want to say that I got a lot of positive feedback saying I did a great job editing the intro.
You did a good job,
and
Sean.
They said that was my best work yet.
You did a great job.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you. Good job. Sean is a K-pop
good
star.
Sean! Thank you, guys. Thank you. Killing it again.
That
was Rocco. Oh, that was Rocco who did that for me. Thank you, Rocco.
Good job, Rocco.
Good job, Rocco.
Kevin and I were working our
good
ass
job,
off.
Good job, Kevin.
Doing other stuff. So I told Rocco, I'm like, hey, can you just like maybe look at it and maybe get it in order for me? And he just did the fucking thing for me. So
nailed
thank
it.
You, Rocco. Good job.
Thank you.
Good one.
Yeah, honestly, Sean, that's like his thing every time we do a Faircast is he does a dazzling intro with he tries we always try to find like what's the big pop song of the summer, no matter how corny it may be. If it's something fun and energetic, Sean will edit an intro to it. We went up and down the charts this year.
Man,
it was some
depressing.
Bullshit. It was every song was about like tears or like getting over something.
And I
was
like,
Rucka,
are we old now that like the song of the summer is about like now I'm sober and you can't hurt me anymore?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is the song of the summer? Like,
you're old.
I'm glad that you've moved on, but
you're part of the millennial cokehead generation.
Uh oh.
Yeah, maybe.
The new generation is
I just wanted some
sober life.
Some positivity. I like, hey, give me some about mention the sun.
Sad summer.
Once I'll be happy
in the sun.
The That's beach.
Been done.
No, real
it's
life
been
is sad. Dude.
It's all been done.
XXXTentacion.
So,
what about checking tweets?
Dude, that guy was like every song.
Demi Lovato, she's in dire straits. Real life has struggles. It has struggles, Sean.
What's Demi Lovato's problem?
Heroin.
H. That dragon she's chasing.
That dragon.
No, I just mean like I know I'm going to get hate for this.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't even say this.
Oh, God. Oh,
but I'm going to say it.
Oh, no.
If I was Demi Lovato, I wouldn't do heroin.
Oh.
Crazy thought.
Did she ever consider not doing heroin?
Seriously.
Wow. Did the soldiers ever think about going home?
Here, look. There's a lot of people out there that do heroin, I'm assuming, but they got nothing going on. So fucking, for them, heroin is like a nice break from the shitstorm.
If you want to reconstruct your nose without going to the doctor, just...
Demi Lovato's got so much good shit going on. You really gotta do heroin.
Well, not Camp Rock anymore. That's over.
They canceled that?
Yeah, Camp Rock is donezo.
Ooh, Disney pulled out on that.
But, back to the Faircast. Okay. So anyway, this year, Sean and Kevin were working on a bunch of other stuff. I offered to edit, and that's when I swooped in. I said the only thing that could save us is K-pop. And sure enough, this hot single, Blackpink, they had the only song I heard this whole summer that actually like built and had this big drop, and it was all over the place. I was like, "Oh, this will be fun to edit something to." So that's what we did.
And you're with that.
That's a good song,
good
man.
Song.
It's catchy.
So there it was, and now you can watch the Faircast for yourself and see me terrorized by these disgusting bugs.
Oh,
yeah.
By who I thought were my friends. So
those were beautiful monarch butterflies.
They liked me. They flew to me.
That's up to opinion. That's a matter of
opinion.
Do you
have a? I know you have a fear, but like, is there something in particular? Like, What are you worried about a butterfly is going to do?
I don't like shit that just moves quick and it's on you.
But that doesn't move quick. It's like it flutters.
It's a flutter. That's
a quick movement. That's a quick movement. A butterfly doesn't go.
Oh, come on. So you like sloths?
So, like, if I'm in the ocean, you see a jellyfish, I'm not afraid of that because that's slow. Fine.
Sloths are
I got
okay.
time to get away. Sloth is fine.
What has ever happened to you? It's happened to me.
Time to get away,
sucks.
But, like, what happens once it's on you?
What?
Yeah, once the butterfly's on you, what's the problem?
What the fuck?
It's fucking crawling on me. Get fast. The fuck away.
Is it the long tongues that they have? Like, those
let's say you're at a convention right now and some guy says, can I touch your face? You would say no. But really, if you said yes, what would happen? They'd just be touching your face. But I don't fucking want you touching my face! That's it. Clear?
Butterfly's not going to
put
very
a hand
different.
On your face.
Yeah, they're equally disgusting.
You know, just talk to the butterflies, get to know them, and your prejudice would go away. It's kind of like Avatar.
I would say they're equally beautiful.
They're a beautiful creature.
Yeah.
Personally.
You just need to understand their culture.
A tremendous transformation.
It's, it's a phobia, right? It's an irrational fear.
It's not irrational.
Completely irrational.
Well, that's what a phobia is.
Everyone has their own different preferences.
What about
I don't prefer to be touched
by
bugs.
If a guy walks in and points a gun at you, that's a rational fear.
Yeah,
whoa, this could end badly.
Yeah.
Butterfly landing on you is not going to end badly.
Maybe
what's like, this is what I'm, I guess what I'm so curious about. Yeah. What is worst case scenario?
What?
The butterfly can't kill you.
Again, I use the example. If someone walked up to the Comic-Con booth and put their fingers in your mouth, you'd be okay.
Okay,
but do you want that?
No,
you don't
mouth.
Want that. It's gross. That's why
this,
butterflies are in the same camp.
This, again, sounds irrational.
But here.
You just don't want it to happen.
Rocco is, he compares a butterfly landing on you to a guy at Comic-Con putting
and
his
also,
finger in your mouth.
He's not telling me what a butterfly is going to do to him.
It's not going to do anything. I want it on me.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Alright.
What if it didn't
I have to like it?
That's, you don't.
Is
there
the pupa stage okay? The caterpillar?
Yeah.
No stage is okay.
Yeah, he
fuck
saw
it.
Caterpillars there too. He didn't like that.
Bye-bye.
Alright.
If bugs you like.
If you're fishing, a worm.
Oh, you touch the worm to put it on the hook?
Yeah, a worm's okay.
Worm.
Worm's
worm's on the ground, ain't
if
flying.
Because a worm, listen, a worm isn't gonna suddenly make a quick movement towards your face or your,
what
it's
that
just
Mr.
there.
Rogers answer?
None of the butterflies came anywhere near your face. None of them landed on you.
Those worms we had in version 3, what were they, the mealworms?
Yeah, mealworms.
It didn't bother. I don't want to find one on my bed or something.
But you'll hold
it. If I had, it was no big deal. And honestly, someone had a pet tarantula that I didn't mind touching it, but I wouldn't want to find one in my driveway, because then it's gross. Like, where the hell did this tarantula come from? It's all context. It's all about context.
The worm that's on the hook and slowly dying, that one's okay.
Slow.
It's already been conquered.
Where's it going?
Yeah. I have dominion over that worm, but the butterfly, where are you going? I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't like this setup.
What about a ladybug?
Somebody in the chat just gave
ladybugs.
Me a
isn't that good
really good idea.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Live bugs on the Christmas cast.
Somebody already tried to.
I'm talking
live.
Net full of butterflies.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Release them here in the studio.
You know what would be crazy is that I'd drive home and you'd have one less person on the set. So that's kind of a cool
thing. You could
experiment.
Finally get a word in edgewise.
Holy shit. That's me. I don't even know what that means.
We also put up two new Flame War theaters.
Yeah, we did. I think the last one is my favorite one that we've done.
There is a. They're both. The first one, G4 one, I feel like is Flame War Theater, the movie. That is 4 minutes. That is a huge tragedy.
It's good.
That one was great. And it's a NeoGAF threat. So we finally conquered NeoGAF. G4 one was really good. But yeah, for whatever reason, the Play Shit Station is so fucking perfect. The reason the Sony PlayShit Station one is so charming, it's the oldest one we've done. The further you go back in the internet, you realize how charming and fun the internet used to be.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's so serious. The closer you get to the present, there's too much venom. That topic feels like an elementary school playground. It's kids saying stupid shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I watched it, and then I thought, we've made fun of him so many times that maybe Garrett really has mastered acting.
Oh, yeah. Dude, okay. Garrett made the greatest choice I've ever seen an actor do. When I cast Flame War Theater, I know Derek will be really good as the heel, whatever. Garrett was able to come in on down, and I was like, oh, you can do this part. Garrett walks in, sees the script, flex, so he's a wrestler, right? Yeah. Garrett immediately read that, and then I put on Ultimate Warrior music in the studio as Garrett was getting ready. We did, like, Brian and I helped coach Garrett. We did, like, several takes of it, and we just kind of kept, do it again. Garrett was getting more and more ramped up. By the time we used the last take, it was, like, insane.
I was tired. I'd spit water in the air, like, 15 times. I didn't look at any of the footage, so it came out on Friday, and I fucking have a giant wad of spit come out.
Oh, it's amazing.
That made it better.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I can totally see why you used that take.
Oh, it's perfect.
I had no idea that happened or that I had wiped it off and gone about the rest of my day or
anything.
Oh, it's
so fucking good. We probably have like 10 minutes of Garrett as flex. Just him doing push-ups on the ground, getting into character.
Bring the heat.
So Garrett was amazing. Derek's like California stoner dude, Mad Max. Can't we all just get a bong? That's like maybe my favorite monologue of the whole series.
The
so
touch
far.
Of stoner accent in it, it helps so much.
I really have enjoyed that Derek has been a totally different person every week.
That has been
really entertaining.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, who wants to do the same thing twice?
Right?
You gotta keep it fresh.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for me. I find myself acting. I want to do better every week because it's honestly really challenging for me. Some of these parts I've been given are like they use every version of "there" in one sentence and spell them all wrong. And oh man, it's hard for me. So it's hard to like juggle that and a different character.
Well, I mean, like I feel like we all had this problem within the last 2 weeks. No, the NeoGAF one, kids, people were kind of eloquent, just really fucking nerdy. But with this Google group, it's like fucking teenagers. And anytime we do like stuff from Newgrounds, we are trying to memorize lines written by 12-year-olds.
Yeah. So it's
like
incorrect.
It is so when playwrights, like I just read a play by Kenneth Lonergan. When you read play dialogue, it fucking flows. There's music to it. When you're reading a 12-year-old kid writing, it sounds so fucking shitty.
It's like, you know why they're there. It's so hard to get it right.
Because, they flip. They're not consistent with grammar or anything.
Especially now we're trying to get it so perfect with the typos. So it's like, okay, he says because three times, but the second one is BQs, and the third one is BQs.
Yeah.
So remember that, and it's like trying to get it all.
I want to give a shout-out to my favorite character in the latest Flame War Theater, Kevin.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Kevin bringing the high energy. I talked about Dennis Miller Blue Velvet earlier, but when we were on set, I used that reference to Kevin. Like, just ramp it up. Because, he did some, like, quiet takes on his part, but, brought the anger.
The wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, very fun. Everybody does such a good job.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's a fun project.
The one we're going to do for this next week, I found this post. Oh, it is my favorite OP I've ever found so far. I don't know if everyone will like. I mean, everyone always likes these, so it's fine. But I am so fucking excited for this one. Oh, I'm really excited. I'm so fucking excited. It's the best topic.
Let's go to the people in back here.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys say something now.
On the spot.
Video games.
Yes.
Video games.
Go. Project. What are you guys been playing? We've been playing.
I haven't been playing anything. Sorry.
I've been playing Doom.
Yeah! Which one? Yeah. Original or the reboot. Okay.
2016, yeah. I am almost done with it. I feel like I've been playing it for a month. Even though it's not really that hard, it's just, it's really fun.
It's big. I get
lost.
Yeah,
it's collectibles.
Is that the new Doom?
Yeah.
2016. People really like
it. It's fucking great.
I love it.
Sick as hell.
I got like a Doom VFR version of it too.
Yeah.
That was
for
the PSVR. That was fun.
I have that. I don't think I played it.
It was fun.
What is it like?
It's a first person shooter within the VR headspace.
Okay.
And it's in that same kind of world that Doom 2016 was made out of. But it's fun. It's kind of linear, follow path. I get lost. You got to listen to a lot of audio cues to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Did anybody here play the new Wolfenstein?
Yeah,
the second one?
That was fun.
No, I played the first.
I got it on Switch.
Too hateful.
I got it on Switch, and I'm surprised how well it runs on that. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
It was a game that I wouldn't have had time to play at home, but I was like,
but
during Comic-Con, I'll have my Switch on me while I'm waiting for, whatever, the show to open and stuff. So I've been playing it, and the gameplay is fun. I almost feel like this game, for me, this is just my personal opinion, is almost reverse BioShock Infinite, where I think the gameplay is really great.
Yeah.
But I don't. That setting is not doing it for me. Man. Where every, I feel like every 5 seconds, it's trying to do this, the most obscene, like violent thing. And it does it so often. Every 5 seconds, it's like, ah, here, ah, we're holding your friend's head. I've got a knife over the, oh, I beheaded them. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to go into this room. No, I'm going to, you have to shoot your own dog. Shoot your own dog. Okay, can we calm down?
I felt that way about the first Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, I am not feeling that at all.
We're an era of first-person shooters.
Yes, and I think this game epitomizes that feeling that we've talked about. The gameplay is cool, but it is so over the top that I don't know if I'm just getting old or what. I'm like over it. Like, I just feel like we can tell different stories now.
It's, and I'm just not, you know, feeling the mentality's like, yo, push the envelope. It's got to the point, it's like, yeah, guys, there's no envelope.
It feels like it's doing that every 10 minutes.
Well, with these, they're very, it's grindhouse. Like, it is like exploitation. I mean, there's two cutscenes specifically in the new Wolfenstein that are excellent. But yeah, it's in this cartoon world. This is so nihilistic and stupid.
But we've got 100 games like that. Not for me.
I don't think there's enough. Because, like, I think for the longest time, we were stuck in the Modern Warfare thing where everything was so, like, trying to be this level. Real, and now with Doom and Wolf, like, with Bethesda's first party, it's just over here, and I love it.
Well, just because you can do anything doesn't mean you should. You know, I feel like it ends up taking away from the storytelling element of it when it's just so gonzo.
Yeah.
And by the 10th time, you know, it loses its impact.
Like, so yeah, they made a quality game, but that's not for me. So I'm putting that one down. That's all.
Oh, did you? All right.
I've been playing Mario Odyssey. It's great.
That's fun. Oh.
My friend just completed a video game. And I wanted to give them a shout out. They just got on the front page of the new releases on Steam.
Nice.
The game's called Heaven Will Be Mine. It is a visual novel. So go check it out if you're into games like that. My friend Alec did the soundtrack, so if you like that as well, go
Heaven Will Be Mine on the front page of Steam.
It's really cool. I got to see like it as it was getting built. So go check it out, please.
What is it? Do you know anything about the game?
It's about like... It's hard to explain. It's like women that pilot mechs, and you kind of like talk to each other, and like it'll probably be up your alley.
Is it anime? Is it like anime style? Yeah, okay,
style. Anime. Yeah. It's a visual novel, so I think, you know, there's multiple endings and stuff. So if you like stuff like that, you should go check it out.
Oh yeah,
cool.
Heaven Will Be Mine.
Amazing. So
nice. Hey, we're coming to like the end of our show here. Let's plug some of our stuff. Shop.mega64 specifically, check it out. We got badass merchandise available for everyone out there. Do we have new shirts going in? Or?
Well, actually, yeah. Well, this past week we put up Flame War Theater posters that went up this last week.
Oh, cool.
So if you wanted awesome poster that our friend Jason Cryer put together for our Flame War Theater series, those are on sale now at shop.mega64.com. But I have a few announcements to make. About our store and what we're doing this week, RTX.
Oh, new announcements.
So we might as well, let's get through a few of them right now.
Okay.
We're going to be at RTX this week.
Surprise.
Starting Thursday. Yeah, August 3rd through the 5th, we'll be there. Our panel, Mega 64 Video Content Algorithm Panel, has been demonetized, is Saturday, August 4th at 4:30 in room 16. Now, they specifically call it Meeting Room 16, so really? I don't know if we have to have a meeting, or maybe...
No, let's make it corporate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Take minutes.
Bring a pencil.
Yeah.
So corporate. So, if you come to our meeting at 4:30 on Saturday, and we'll be sure to give everyone some time to speak and say what they think is best for the company.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
sure to follow up, too, with an email.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, we'll be there. We have a booth there all weekend long. You can show this is some of the stuff we'll have there. We have all of our recent new stuff and like some of the exclusives we had at other cons and stuff. The exclusive, you know, like the Sean plush and the hacker shirt and the pink shirt there, the pins, all that kind of stuff. All the new hotness that you saw us promote from these other cons, we'll have it all. We'll have it all there. But we're going to bring along with us, for the first time, we're going to throw in a brand new shirt. This is one of Derek's designs that he brought to the table. And we're going to have it there for the first time.
Whoa. For the first time available.
Ooh. Yes, the Gunslinger shirt. Derek, is there anything you want to say about the Gunslinger?
You either get it or you don't.
It's a man of few words.
There it is.
And the shirt.
But good designs.
Is very beautiful.
I think it's very Texas themed. I'm so glad this will be available in Texas. The place it should be.
Yep. Booster.
Oh, yeah.
He sent in a bunch of stuff to us months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Posters and like Evangelion shirts. So it was all cool stuff. We reached out and said, hey, do a shirt for us. Doesn't have to make sense. It's artistic.
Booster, baby.
So that's the genesis of this t-shirt. I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come check it out. We're going to Texas, so they're all about gunslingers, cowboys over there. It fits the theme.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know a lot of people at home, though, are wondering, hey, you know, I'm not going to RTX. What do? I want some stuff. Well, first of all, everyone out there, let me just say this. Everyone out there who got who pre-ordered those plushes for 64 Day, we finally got word that those are inbound. So those will be those will be shipping very, very soon. So you'll get those very soon. But what I'd like to say is this a shirt that we did a long time ago that was one of our biggest hit shirts ever, but we couldn't continue making them because honestly, at that time, we had production troubles. They were like the costliest shirt we'd ever made because they were on like an extra even more than usual soft material. And the graphics on them and everything, it was actually like we ran into trouble making them. So even though it was our most popular shirt, we were kind of losing our proverbial shirt over them. So we didn't sell them anymore. But I'm happy to say that we're going to do pre-orders this Friday. I believe is that August 3rd? Friday, August 3rd. Nice. We're going to do pre-orders online for the sick shirt.
Oh, that shirt's so comfy. It's so comfy.
One of my favorite shirts we ever did.
I happen to be wearing it today. Did not realize we were going
to. Sean didn't plan that. Look, he's wearing it.
Why don't we show a photo? We got the live model right here.
Sick.
We
got
the
glasses and everything.
Can I feel?
You can feel.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, didn't realize we were doing this today, but
twerk his nip. Twerk it.
Oh, don't do that.
So anyway, that'll be up for pre-order this Friday, so check that out. Anyway, there you have it.
Thank you. That's a lot of good info.
I cannot wait. I'm excited to go to Austin.
Yeah.
We should also say that we do have an exclusive poster, but we're not going to say it's a surprise,
right? Yes.
It's a secret. And you'll know why when you see it, but we have to keep it under wraps. We have to make sure that the relevant people stay in the dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
So everyone going to RTX, come to the booth.
But you're going to know why when you see it.
As soon as you walk up, you'll see our booth in the distance when you get into RTX, and you'll go, oh. Mm-hmm. That's the exclusive poster.
Uh-oh.
And you will... We'll talk with Rooster
Teeth
about it. You will have to pick one up.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
The scalpers, get ready.
Yeah, this is going to be...
The eBay scalpers...
The Reddit community is going to be picking them up for all kinds of
shipping
fans.
Shipping them out everywhere.
Hey.
Sending them all over the world.
Speaking of that... Sorry, I just want to pivot real quick. I know we're going to wrap this up soon, but... I want to say a proud moment that I had this past week, and it meant a lot to me. You know, it was a very emotional moment, but you brought up scalpers.
Yeah.
I just want to say this was really huge moment for me. We had our first legit scalper at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con.
Wow.
Came to our booth.
A woman came up to the booth with a printout of all these items and said, I need 4 plushes, 5 of this shirt, 4 of this thing. She didn't know what we were, what we did, anything about us, but she had all these printouts of all the stuff she needed to pick up. And I'm looking at them and it's like, these are all eBay. These are sold eBay items.
Oh,
that's never happened. I mean, that's something you expect from Hasbro and all this stuff.
Well, she finished us and like, changed the next piece of paper. She had a huge manila envelope.
Yeah.
And the next one was Hasbro. And she's like, I gotta go over there. And she walked over there and said, we were on your list? Whoa.
Yeah.
We should just put our stuff on eBay.
So there you go. We might start marking it up.
They were selling the Sean plushes for like 60, 70 bucks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they were going?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So hey, everybody out there.
I'm a hot commodity.
Just go to RTX or you know, PAX.
Save money.
Yeah.
Before we go, final plug, please, if you like us, if you like what we do, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Mega64. We are constantly toiling away, coming up with cool new, prizes for our quarterly send out. package, and the next one is going to be super badass. I don't know if we're at the point where we can announce what the items are, but you're going to be very happy with them. Very soon we'll have more announcement. Yeah. But just go ahead and sign up. Make sure you get in there so you don't miss any cool stuff. We're always putting out awesome material. I mean, for example, we got the Garrett plush.
Ooh, hot.
That came out a few months ago.
People just got their VHSs.
Those VHSs are so cool. I just watched it this
weekend. Did you?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I do want to say, though.
Go over there and help us out. Patreon.com/Mega64.
Some people were saying they needed to buy a VHS player to watch the VHS.
Yeah.
Salvation Army has them like really cheap. That's fine. You're down there, get a VHS, a random shitty VHS to try it out first, because I don't want the tape to get eaten by a shit VHS player without an experiment.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So while you're there for 50 cents, buy a dummy.
Get Titanic, because it's on two VHSs. That's two VHSs. So if the first VHS gets fried, at least you got the second half, which is the ship going down, just and that's in way
case.
Better.
Just in case.
Yeah. Do you ever
think... you don't get him drawing her topless.
No. So it's up to you. Do you want to see like tits, or do you want to see death?
Yeah, save so, pick the first poison. Take.
Yeah, all right.
Podcast question of the week: give me tits or give me death, as the classic George Washington quote goes.
Classic.
It's actually, wouldn't... Patrick Henry.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
Who said that quote?
Do you find that some movies, you know, there's some movies that were on in whatever media they were in, they were on two things.
Yep. Yeah. Scarface.
There's a couple movies that use that to their advantage, where I almost prefer that break.
Titanic's perfect. Yeah.
Titanic. Mm-hmm. When it breaks, it's like, and you almost bet you're scared to put it in the next tape.
Phenomenal.
You know what I mean? Yep. And then I think the other one is actually the Fellowship of the Ring. When it was on two discs, it was, they shall call you the Fellowship of the Ring. Dun, 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 dun. And then Pippin goes, great, where are we going? Cut. That is really such funny. A great cut that it's almost like better almost.
Yeah. That's good.
But anyway. Are there any ones that I'm missing?
Scarface. I can't remember where the cut is.
I don't know if I ever saw it in that form.
But I have the only VHS that's a double pack I have is my copy of Scarface.
Oh, okay. I know all the Godfathers were like that. And Godfather, the first one, it was after the restaurant shooting. It's like da 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 da. And then the second one is after the Black Hand mafia guy gets taken out.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
I think it's after
Tony. You had a few years to see
I've
it.
Never seen
I think
it.
Tony does cocaine and then they cut. I'll just say that.
I'm safe. Okay.
We'll be safe.
So many fucking times.
See?
But
nice. Well, stick around for the after show. We're going to keep on going. I think that.
But thank you to our guests.
And check out, hanging out. You've been doing PPS Metal Gear. It's on the Archives channel.
We got on the Mega 64 Archives on YouTube all of the past PPSs. We've been doing Metal Gear Solid Summer Stream. We had an awesome guest, Alex IRL, last week.
Connor.
Alex? I don't know. Who's Alex? We had Connor IRL last week. And, you've been doing Last Game Standing.
We did Persona 5. We got two sessions of that. Half-Life Blue Shift, which was really fun. Ton of cool-ass games. I'm going to do another stream this Friday. Everyone's going to be in Texas. I'm going to fucking play Pokemon Snap. I'm going to be playing Star Fox 64.
Pokemon Snap.
Russian Subway Dogs.
I'm going back to play
new
that.
Indie game.
What made it from
Half-Life
last week?
Half-Life Blue Shift 1.
All right.
So,
it did?
Yeah, dude. Hey, if I beat Half-Life Blue Shift, we're going straight to Opposing Force. It's all in the Mega 64 Archives. Check it out.
Yep.
You guys have any final words? Or
final thoughts?
I just want to say thank you guys so much for letting me be on this podcast. I've been listening to you guys for so long.
Hell yeah!
It's nice to be on this side of the couch.
I love you.
And if you want to follow me on Twitter at Johnny13,
Hell yeah!
Hit me up.
Hell
yeah! Talk about wrestling.
Check out his music videos.
Check out his videos.
How about the other two?
Plug that.
Yeah, thanks guys. My Twitter is Casey Brianne, KaseyBrianne. Check out my art. I post a lot of it. Yeah. Thanks guys. Thanks, Mega 64.
Thank you for coming on.
Mean Gene.
We gotta promote. Pizza Planet.
Theme song!
No, fuck. A handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. I got a keeper, so I should keep it tight. I got a main squeeze, so I better squeeze it right. You got the juice.